gather.
And as we gather, may your spirit work within us. And as we gather, may we glorify your name. And knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. And as we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. And knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came.
Tonight. Amen. You're already blessed just for coming. Amen. And blessed are those that read that book. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song. Bless the Lord, O my soul, 10,000 reasons. Amen. Amen.
And bless the Lord, O my soul. And
Song, He's alive and well, living in me to tell. How many knows He's alive and well, amen? Has He resurrected in your life, amen? Oh, He's alive and well, living in me. The promise. round of applause. Amen. 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 We do have a few announcements here. Amen. First off, we have the fellowship out at Sister Barb's mother's pond there by Defiance. Amen. It says hot dogs and water are provided. Bring snacks and other drinks if you want to. Please bring chairs if you can and fishing stuff if you want to the fellowship and the pond on Friday. The address is on here, but I think they have a map back there as well. So, amen. Another announcement here from Sister Julia. It says September 19th to the 21st, a church near New York City is hosting a sister's retreat. It is a weekend filled with services and strictly a time to be alone with the Lord. If you are interested in more information and cost details, amen, see Brother Cameron or Sister Julie, amen. So, amen, if you have any questions on there, see them, amen. And also just, I don't think we have anything else that I know of. Amen. I mean, Sister Hannah has a testimony she'd like to give before we go to the Lord.
I just want to thank the Lord for healing me. For about 5 weeks, I had a headache on the right side of my head, all the way from the front to the back. It was really a lot of pressure and a lot of pain. It was starting to affect my vision, and that's why I was wearing my glasses a lot. And I just felt to believe for my healing, and I got prayed for several times. And I'm doing so much better this week. I just want to thank the Lord for healing me.
Amen. Amen. The Lord is good. Amen. Amen. I don't think we have anything else. Amen. As far as prayer requests or anything else, but amen. Just ask for the Simon if you come lead us in a word of prayer, amen. Also the testimonies, good to have them back. And Sister Wendy, good to have her back, amen.
Amen, saints, let's just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we're excited, God, Lord, for we see, God, Lord, you're working with Israel, God, Lord. And Lord, that time is coming soon, God, Lord. And Jesus, Lord, we know, Lord, before you fully give yourself fully over to them, God, Lord, you're going to receive a bride, Lord, in this rapture, God, Lord, this body change, God. And we want to make ourselves ready, Lord, God, Lord. It's, oh, so close, God, Lord, and we can feel it, God, Lord. We know it's just right around the corner, God, Lord. And Lord Jesus, Lord, just, Lord, help us, God, Lord, to apply everything of this word, God, Lord. How many sermons you've given us, God, Lord. And Lord, the word of God, Lord, unfolding right before our eyes, God, Lord. And Lord, we want to judge ourselves right now, God, Lord, and get everything right, God, Lord. Lord, we want to make ourselves accountable, God, Lord, to this gospel, God. Let us addict ourselves to the ministry, Lord. And Lord, look for souls, God, and win souls for you, God, Lord, and help us to press on, God. Thank you for the testimony, Lord, healing our sister, Lord. And Lord, anything else, God, Lord, lead those, Lord, to go to that camp in New York, God. Any sisters, Lord, and Lord, any brothers, I'm sure there's one coming up, I think, later on. But Lord, you know all things, God. Lord, just help us to get everything right, God. We love you so much. We ask all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the tithes and offerings. Amen.
Amen. Let's just sing that song. Amen. Amazing grace. I made it. Amen. Amen. Just G.
Amazing grace. How sweet the sound. I made it. Over. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I made it. I made it. Oh.
Amen. Want to look upon his face. How many can't wait? Amen. Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares I'll pass, home at last, ever to rejoice. As I journey through the land, singing as I go.
They were in enough.
And if my heart is right, I calls me. If my heart is right, I will hear.
Just want to be molded and made tonight what God wants you to be, amen. As our pastor comes, why don't you just sing that song with all your heart, amen. Just let it be your heart's cry, amen, to the Lord.
Beautiful Lord, wonderful Savior, I know for sure all of my days are held in your hands, crafted into your perfect plan. You gently call me into your presence, guiding me by your Holy Spirit. Teach me, dear Lord, to live
like you made it.
Oh, and I'm captured by your holy call.
Hallelujah.
Set me apart, Lord. I know you're drawing me to yourself. Oh, lead me, Lord. I pray. Lord, just take me. Lord, hold me. Kiss me, Lord, fill me. I give my life to the potter's hand. Lord, call me. Lord, just guide me. Oh, lead me. Walk beside me. I give my life to the potter's hand.
Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Hope that's what you're looking for this evening. You're looking for a God that can completely captivate you. So moved into His love, there's nothing else. Amen. That's rapture talk there. Amen. Amen. Let's just move into the Word of God this evening. No time is far spent. Good to see everybody out at the house of God this evening. Good to see our sister Wendy here. God bless you. So good to see you. And good to see everybody else out this evening. Praise the Lord. Can I see some smiley faces? Amen. Oh, glory to God. Good to see a happy bunch in the house of God tonight. Amen. And by the grace of God, we'll get into the Word just now. And a lot of you remember what we preached on Sunday morning. We'll be continuing that. Maybe just once again, as you know I do, I like to recap a little bit. We had quite a few out on Sunday morning. So let's recap just a little bit. And I'd like to start jumping into things a little bit further this morning. This evening. I don't know if I'll get fully done. But we just want to start laying something in here, maybe a little more critically for our lives. Amen? Amen. So by the grace of God, let's open up our Bibles, if we could, to Judges 14:12. And after that, we're going to go to Psalms 119, 103, or 103. I know about you, I really love where I'm living. I'm living right next to the coming of the Lord. We're living in an age where grace so overshadows us. And it was promised to be that way. And it was promised to stay that way. Just to make sure that the elect could make it. Amen? Well, that ought to make somebody smile. Amen. How can you get away from the love of God? You can't. Judges 14:12. And Samson said unto them, I will now put forth a riddle unto you. If ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast and find it out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. But if ye cannot declare it me, then shall ye give me 30 sheets and 30 change of garments. And they said unto him, put forth thy riddle, that we may hear it. And he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. Amen. Psalms 119, 103. It's says here. How sweet are thy words unto my taste. Yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, how we love you, God, and how we love your word, Lord. And we understand, God, as we move into these thoughts and these ideas, Lord, we're just trusting, God, that we found your mind tonight, God. And Lord, we've done our best, O God, as Christians in this hour, Lord, to serve you and to love you, God. And despite, O God, that the majority around us, God, are manifesting an atmosphere of the serpent seed, God. And Lord, by the grace of God, we see how special we are, Lord, just to receive this, God. Just to sit as believers in this end time message in this hour, God. Lord, we're privileged people, Lord, and certainly we perhaps don't understand everything, but that's a good thing, O God, in this hour, because, Lord, you promised, O God, that you would reveal it to us, God. So we're just asking tonight, Lord, that you'd come and just speak with us. Lord, make spiritual love to us, God. Just show us how much you care about us, Lord. And, Lord, we'll be careful, Lord, to yield ourselves to you tonight, Lord, that you might have preeminence, Lord. Lord, we just ask, God, you'd certainly just allow the atmosphere to be pleasing to you tonight, Lord. And, Lord, even in this church, may we set forth an attitude, God, that Lord, we're here, O God, to entertain you, God. We're here, O God, to make you feel welcome, Lord. We're here, O God, to show you, Lord, that we're moving into eternity, God. Not that we're stuck in Laodicea, God. So I pray, O God, you'd certainly, Lord, just be gracious to your children tonight, Lord. Woo upon us, God. And Lord, may we answer back to thee, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the bride said together, Amen. You may be seated. Amen. If we had a title for this evening's sermon, we'd like to entitle this message, The Answer on the Seventh Day. And should the Lord be pleased, we'll just get right into the Word, and we'll let the Lord have His way. Amen. Now, notice here, as we begin to get into this sermon, we're obviously, by the beginning of this, we're working with Judges 14. And, of course, we're going to recap a little bit, because several of us weren't here this weekend, so we want to just maybe bring everybody to the same page. But we understand by the Scripture that we're living in the last day, amen? And we know by the Word of God that God's Word is an absolute paradox, amen? It's unexplainable. It's, for the most part, ununderstandable without the revelation of Jesus Christ, amen? But Jesus can make possible that which is impossible. Amen. He can do many mighty things. And as we work with Sunday, we understand that it was Jesus Christ who was what? Christ was the man who always set forth a riddle. Amen. His whole word is nothing less than a riddle. Hallelujah. Amen. And to be honest with you, to jump everyone on the same page, that we are living in a day where the mystery right now is less conceivable than it ever has been before. Amen. There's many that have probed through the ages past. There's many that are probing right now. But yet we understand, of course, that they're probing, but they're not necessarily catching the answer to the riddle. Hallelujah. Now notice here, a riddle is an enigma or a mystery, amen? It's something basically that is ununderstandable without some intervention, amen? So we realize when God wrote His Word that He was what? He was in the position that He was trying to bring everyone Amen. He was giving them an opportunity to what? Move into His Word. But the only way through the entire Bible that you could understand God's Word, of course, outside of being elect, is you would have to cling to the Word itself. Amen. When the Word manifested through a prophet, you better be with that prophet. Amen. When the Word come in flesh, you better be with that Word made flesh. Hallelujah. When it come on the upper room, you better get with them 11 disciples. Amen. Because they had a message from God. And if you wanted to go with that Word, you had to jump on board with them and start running. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to notice, church, that this is not the day when there is no Word among us. Hallelujah. We have a fivefold ministry. We have God's seed still on this earth, still ministering His Word. And by the grace of God, we need to get right up on our feet and follow this Word and make this Word live. Hallelujah. Amen. It's got to be an attitude. It's got to be something that you are convinced. And what? In being convinced, you become concerned. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we understand that that's the main issue in this day, is that God, in order to give you what you desire this day, you have to show that you're with His Word. Amen. Amen. This is Laodicea. It is the hardest time to manifest in headship. Amen. It is the hardest time to manifest in every one of these aspects. Hallelujah. Why is that? Because this is an hour that only the true seed can express true relationship with Christ. Amen. Because what? Understand what I'm saying. Headship boils down from Jesus Christ. Amen. You love God, you're going to follow that Word, showing you're under the Word's headship. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, notice why I'm saying these things is because when we begin to look at the Word of God, it is an enigma. It is ununderstandable. It is what? We have how many different denominations? I just sat with people today, and they're all about elders. Hallelujah. Well, the elders carried on from the Old Testament. But the elders were never the Levites, necessarily. Hallelujah. There may have been elders within the Levites, but we understand that the elders were never above the Levites. Hallelujah. Because God gave the Levites a position, what? That they were the bride in Old Testament form. Hallelujah. Amen. They always stuck with the Word, didn't they? Hallelujah. They were always rebuilding the tabernacle. They were always what? Doing the ministration to the Word Himself. Hallelujah. But notice here, as we begin to go through this a little bit more, we understand that in Samson's day, God manifested Christ through Samson. Hallelujah. And we know in moving with Judges 14, you might want to turn there, but we understand the first several verses that what? A Gentile caught Samson's eyes. Amen. And what? His father said, how come you only go to the Gentiles? And he said, because this Gentile woman pleases me. Hallelujah. Showing the bride characteristic that only what? Only she can please Jesus Christ. So now we begin to move on and something secret happens. Hallelujah. The scripture says, where we read off in Judges 14:5, it says, then went Samson down and his father and his mother to Timnath and came to the vineyards of Timnath. And behold, a young lion roared against him. Now I want you to catch this. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and he rent him as he would have rent a kid. And he had nothing in his hand. But he told his father, he told not his father or his mother what he had done. Amen. So notice, it was a hidden work. Absolutely hidden. Amen. Now, this is what I want you to see. The atonement has always been hidden. There's a lot of people. Now, you have to catch where I'm going with this. The atonement is what? The atonement brings itself into full effect every time. If it is revealed to you that you can come under the atonement, then the atonement will not be a secret to you. But it will what? It will reveal itself over you. Hallelujah. It will reveal itself within you. Because the atonement is not some sort of story in a book. The atonement is something that actually happened, but only few will come under that atonement. Amen. Now, notice here, we see in Judges, so notice, of course, quickly with this, it says what? He rent a lion like a kid. Amen. Meaning what? Remember, Christ was that lion. We'll go through this in a little bit. But what? Christ was that lion and what? He was killed as a goat. Showing the atonement. That Jesus Christ, the whole time He was a lion. Amen. He has always been a lion. The Bible says what? There is no beast like unto the lion. It was the king of them, right? Amen. I remember a story your prophet told. He told about a lion and he said, people that get attacked by lions, he said, usually they don't even know that they're attacked by them because the lion roars when it's going to get them and they are so shuddered by that roar that the lion already has them dead before they recover from the roar. Amen. Now, notice here, it says in the 7th verse, it says, and he went down and talked with a woman, and she pleased Samson well. And after a time, he returned to take her, what? So the Gentile woman, she's still pleasing him, isn't she? Hallelujah. And what? After a time, he returned to take her, and he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, there was a swarm of bees and honey in the carcass of the lion. Now, notice what price did this lion have to go through? It gave its life. Amen. It died. Hallelujah. But notice that it was bringing forth now something that was what? Given to consume. Now, remember, I'm working with an answer to the riddle. I'm working with an answer on the seventh day. We read the beginning scriptures, but I want you to catch this. This is a secret work. This is a riddle. It is a riddle in this hour. Absolutely, positively. Let me say something. Do you have this experience with the lion yourself? Now look. It says, 8th verse, or 9th verse, and it says, he took thereof in his hands. So what? He takes the honey in his hands. And then, look. He went on eating and came to his father and mother and he gave them and they did eat. But he told not them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. It's still hidden. What? The death of the lion and also what come forth from the lion. But notice what this is coming down to. We realize it's now moving on and yet we see that this is a secret work. But it's to what? To bring forth a word that is a enigma to the people. Who knows this answer to these questions right now? Who knows what this word has revealed? Now, look at this. Let's go to Judges 14. We'll stay right there. Let's go to the 12th verse. Let's jump down. It says, and Samson said unto them, so now he's going down to marry this Gentile. He says, I will put forth a riddle unto you, if ye can certainly declare it me within the 7 days of the feast. Seven church ages. He's what? He's coming to marry a Gentile woman. And seven church ages, at the beginning, he gives them this riddle. Now notice, it says, and if find out, then I will give you 30 sheets and 30 changes of garment. Notice, if they figured it out, he would give them 30 changes of garments and sheets, which was fine linen shirts. So what? He said he would adorn them. But look at the numerology. 30. Judas betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. Now, I'm not going to ride this too hard, but when you know the story and where it goes, you see exactly what happens through it. They receive a dead man's garment. Amen. Now, notice here, it says in the 14th verse, and he said unto them, out of the eater came forth meat, and out of the strong came forth sweetness. And they could not in 3 days expound the riddle. So notice what the riddle is. It doesn't define who the eater is, nor does it define what comes from the strong. So the strong and the eater could be, as far as we know, anything. And the sweetness could be anything. But this is what I want you to see. They cannot expound the answer to them. They cannot break forth the answer. Now, notice why this is important. Because what is the riddle about? It is about the secret work that Samson did. Church, this is a type of today. This is today. And if you want to sit under this Samson, if you want to marry this Samson, you've got to have the revelation of the riddle. Well, what is it? The secret work of God Himself was what? That He would kill a lion for the church and bring forth honey out of the lion. Now, let's think about this. So here we have the exact thing that we're living under in this day. Now, I want you to see, do you realize there is no place, basically outright, from before the book of Revelations, that you ever find Jesus Christ being revealed as a lion? Go ahead. Now you got some things. I can kind of say that. The Lord, He roars like the Lord's going to kind of do that like a roar like He did back there. But until you get to Revelations, well, what are you saying, brother? Don't you remember this message? The book of Revelation was only open to the bride. So although they could, what? Do you realize they had this revelation of what? Christ being a lion from the beginning of the feast. From the first day of the feast, they had the revelation of John. But they did not expound the answer to the riddle. Now let's bring this a little bit further here. So in Judges, 14, 15. Now notice this. It came to pass on the seventh day that they said unto Samson's wife, entice thy husband, that he may declare unto us the riddle, lest we burn thee in thy father's house with fire. Have ye called us to take that we have? So notice, in 7 days, it's showtime, and nobody knows the riddle. Well, you say, oh, the bride knew the whole time. But notice what it took here. A persecution, a threatening coming down on the bride. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you understand, church, that we are sitting in this right now? But what? It's getting ready to rise. Oh, hallelujah. You say, oh, well, that could be years off. Da, 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 da. Well, church, can't you see the season that we're living in? Don't think this thing ain't going to turn on you. They're worried about the Palestinians, but what? Christians are getting killed everywhere. Nobody cares. Now, look at this. 16th verse. And Samson's wife wept before him and said, thou dost hate me and lovest me not. Remember, this is a shadow. Okay? This is not the image. We're living under the image. We have the revelation. So notice here, it says, thou hast put forth a riddle unto the children of my people, the Gentiles, and hast not told it me. What day is this? The seventh day. God still hadn't broke the revelation of His secret even up into the seventh church age. Now let me prove this to you. Let's go a little bit further. And it came to pass on the seventh day. Let me read this. We didn't finish the scripture. 16th verse. And he said unto her, behold, I have not told it my father nor my mother. And shall I tell you? He didn't even tell the Jews. Nobody knew the answer to the riddle. Church, can't you see what it is though? The answer to the riddle. We're saying, oh God, if I could only figure out the seven thunders. If I could only do this, if I could only do that. The answer to the riddle was not the thunder. In a sense, it was. But the answer to the riddle was finding the lion in what he could give to you. Now, let's look at this. So, she wept before him the 7 days. Now, what day did they approach her and threaten her? On the seventh day. But look here. It says she wept all 7 days. All seven church ages, they were crying out for this revelation. But what? God held it back the whole time. Until the seventh day. She was crying out, oh hallelujah, they've had the book in every church age. But church, He wouldn't reveal it to them. Though they cried out, though they wanted to see an answer, it was only given for your day. Don't you see how special you are, these people in this seventh church age? What? What God has revealed a word to you that has never been shown before in the history of this world. You are called to a closer walk. Oh, you sit here, oh, I'm so far from God. The Word says you are called to a closer walk. A revelation that goes farther than what they had. Now, So notice this. She wept before him the 7 days. She was crying before him every day. But look at this. How come he held it back so long? And it came to pass in the 7th day he told her, because she lay sore upon him. And she told the riddle to the children of her people. This is powerful. I don't know if I want to give it all this tonight. But just notice this. So what? The 7th day, he finally said, you know what? I can't do this anymore. I got to give it up. Now notice this in Luke 18:1. It says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Saying, there was in a city a judge which feared not God, neither regarded man. And there was a widow in that city, and she came unto him, saying, avenge me of mine adversary. And he would not for a while, but afterward he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubleth me, I will avenge her lest by her continual coming she weary me. Now notice that. That is the unjust judge. That's not the bride of Jesus Christ. That is the unjust judge. But what? It's used as a parallel to show something else. Now look at this. It says, and the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge saith. And shall not God avenge his own elect? Shall God not hear the crying out over 7 church ages? Now look at this. It says, which cry day and night unto him, though he bear long with them. So what is the key? The key is to keep crying out. Because what? He said the unjust judge would do it. How much more would it be for the Gentile wife that pleases him? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Now notice this. This is what I love. I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? The parallel was moved to the coming of the Lord. That is the coming of the Lord. Now notice, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find that faith on earth? So what is he looking for? Don't you realize this is not just a parallel showing you the work of Malachi 4? But this is showing what you have on the inside of you. But you've got to release the faith that you can touch this judge. He is not unjust. It is not troubling. Let me ask you a question. Which position would you find yourself in here? Would you find yourself in the position of the widow? Do you notice how he said there was a widow there, but he never called the church the widow in continuing it? But notice, we see here that what? The widow, she kept on going and going and going. Is our problem that we're going so much and not receiving? Or is our problem that we're not going and we're not receiving? Well, what's the difference? The widow was showing a faith. Oh, come on now. How many of you are continually coming to God saying, reveal yourself to me. God, I love you. And you're crying out all day long like you're wearing somebody out. Oh, hallelujah. You mothers, you fathers, and basically almost everyone here, you know what it's like to have someone wear you out. Amen. Are we there yet? Can I have this? Oh,
me? Can I have this? Can I have this? Can I have this? Go do this. Go do this. Oh, hallelujah. And we sit here and watch. We say, oh, that wears me out so much. But do you realize that's actually showing the faith that you're supposed to have in this hour? Do you realize when he makes this parallel, he says he would avenge you speedily. At the coming of the Son of God. And then we look at our type of Samson, and she finally got him wore out on that seventh day. We say, God, how am I going to make it? You better quit crying like you're a widow. Start crying out like you're the bride. Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. So, God, I need this, I need that. God, I need you. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, notice, if we could, I want you to see this. We see in the Scripture, moving. Revelation 5:5. It says, and one of the elders saith unto me, weep not, behold the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So the statement is said what? It says, Lion, open the book. But notice, it says, and I beheld, lo, in the midst of a throne, and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain. Lion, but death to a lamb. It is your direct parallel. But notice, lion, death of lamb. But then, it says what? It says, and he came and took the book out of the right hand of him that sat upon the throne. So what? When Samson come, what? He seen the lion. He killed the lion. The lion was actually a lamb, but killed like a goat because he was your sin. And then what? We see Samson took the honey from the lion. You see the work of God in this hour exactly expressed. Now, look at this. Revelation 10:1. It says here, and I saw another mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. Who was that? Who was that angel? It was Jesus Christ. Amen. The covenant angel, amen. And he had in his hand a little book open. So what do we see now? We see Samson. Amen. What? He took the book. Amen. Jesus Christ took the book. And now he's coming with this book. So what is the honey? Now notice. And he sets his foot on right foot upon the sea and left foot upon the earth. And he cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. What's he bringing forth now? This is symbol. He's bringing forth a riddle. So he cries out as when a lion roareth. And when he cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. Amen. Amen. So now what? Scripturally, a thunder is a voice of God. So what? The lion cried and seven thunders uttered. What did the seven thunders utter? Don't you see where we're coming to in this day? It is a riddle. And it still hasn't been fully revealed yet. Hallelujah. So what do you see? Don't you realize how many different sects in the message that this portion of Scripture has caused? Why is that? Because there's a lot of conjecture on who, what, they're trying to answer the riddle. But what? You don't see, don't you realize in church that Samson said, you tell me the answer, I give you the garments. But he knew they wouldn't get the answer. So what? The proof that they didn't get the answer is in the fact that the religion doesn't have the reward. What's the reward? When Samson gives you the real change in your garment. Now, don't you notice something here? The wife, the whole time, all 7 days, she's crying out for the answer too. But notice, who is the answer for? The answer was only predestinated to bring to the life. Because God had a season where that little bride would come under a little persecution and she'd start crying out. Oh, hallelujah. If you ain't feeling persecuted already, we better start praying. Now, notice this. So, what do we see? We're seeing seven thunders uttered, and we're still sitting here saying, what are those seven thunders? But notice, if anybody got in the position that they answered the riddle right, it would have brought forth the results. So what? We say, oh, brother so-and-so's got it. Or this brother's website, check it out. Or this brother, they got it. So whatever answer they were coming up with has not proven to what? Produce. Do you realize? All the answers that we've got haven't even produced the church in order yet. Do you realize that all the answers that we've come up with, they haven't even brought any gifts into the church? Do you realize that all the answers that have been shown, it hasn't brought the church in fellowship, it hasn't brought this and that, it hasn't moved on God's behalf, but what? It's only causing the rest of them to turn on the true bride. Hallelujah. But notice, how do we get to the intimate effect with the Word? Let's move down to Revelation 10. We've read this so many times, you could probably half quote it to me. Revelation 10. Verse 7 says, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished as he hath declared to his servants, the prophets. Do you realize that your seventh angel message, according to Laodicean Church Age 27-1. Now this messenger of Malachi 4 and Revelation 10-7 is going to do two things. One, according to Malachi 4, he will turn the hearts of children back to the fathers. Two, he will reveal the mysteries of the seven thunders in Revelation 10, which are the revelations contained in the seven seals. So what does he reveal? What comes forth from that ministry? Everything that the church needs. It's what? It is revealed from that messenger. You don't got the messenger, you don't got the revelation. But if you don't take the real message, you don't get the revelation either. Hallelujah. So notice, it will be these divinely revealed mystery truths that literally turn the hearts of the children to the Pentecostal fathers. So wait a minute. If we've got the revelation, then we should look exactly like the Pentecostal fathers. Well, so-and-so's got it. And it can't even produce in a minister's life? And they don't even have to go to work? They talk on the phone all day with Levi? And we can't get this thing moving? Hallelujah. Now notice, what time is it? Glory to God. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel. The same angel, the beginning of Revelation's 10 angel, go to Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. Where are you going to get this revelation at? Well, I only need to go to the prophet. That's why it hasn't produced. Because what? The answer to this riddle can only come from Christ the angel himself. Now notice, according to this shadow that we see in Judges 14. Samson what? He gives them what? A dead man's garment. But God, what? In the riddle, he gives Samson's wife, suppose it, to his best friend. He gave him to his best man. He gave him to his prophet. Now I'm just telling you something. It wasn't his buddy down the road. It wasn't this Jew or that Jew. But he gave it to the man that was closest to him in the wedding. Now this is just a shadow, but you got to catch what's being said. Well, let's quote in 56. Brother Branham did this and did that. Oh, hallelujah. Look what God can do. What? What's the answer to the riddle? Don't you understand? When you focus on what has been done back there, you're focusing on someone else who got the answer to the riddle. Instead of getting the answer to the riddle yourself. What did God have to do? He had to change the pattern. You know, the best man in the wedding, what? It didn't come down to him. It come down to the bride getting the answer from Christ herself. Amen. So notice what we find. We find now that what? She's got to get the answer for herself. Revelation of Jesus Christ, paragraphs, or page 16-1, paragraph 1, says here, you recall that I mentioned at the beginning of this message that this book we are studying, what book? The book of Revelations.
Amen.
Is the actual revelation of Jesus.
Amen.
Himself. It revealed the secret of Samson himself.
Amen.
What were they having a problem doing? Getting the answer to what Samson did himself.
Amen.
But what? It was an intimate detail that the wife, the bride, had to get for herself from him.
Amen.
Now notice this. You'll find this more. Then I mentioned, in the church and his work. Isn't that what the whole riddle was about? His works? Well, you say, well, so-and-so had a move of God, so-and-so. Well, don't you realize that's the simple principles of faith that produce all that? But what? The revelation of the lion being slain and then taking the honey, taking the book, and then giving the book to the bride was revealed in this hour.
Amen.
Not to any other hour, just you.
Amen.
Don't you realize the revelation that you got coming up on you wasn't even revealed to the majority of message followers since this prophet? Vast. Notice, then I mentioned that it takes the Holy Spirit to give us revelation or we will fail to get it. So revelation only comes from one source. What source is that? The Holy Ghost. Well, I thought it was the prophet. No, it's not the prophet. You have to get the revelation from the Holy Ghost Himself. Oh, brother, you're making something up. No, I'm showing you what the Word says. What? He said in that, he said in the Bible, he says you have no need that any man teach you, but the Holy Ghost Himself will teach you. Hallelujah. Don't you understand, church, that I'm sitting here preaching, but if you don't get the revelation from the Holy Ghost of what's coming out of this mouth, it will do absolutely nothing for you. You need a move of the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. You need the revelation of this Word. You need an awakening. You need the move of God. I can't give it to you. Your brother and sister can't do it. It what has to come down to the angel himself. You want to see God do something? Notice, it says, bring these two thoughts together, you will see that it won't just take ordinary study and thinking to make this book real. So why don't we see a real book in this day? Because we got ordinary thinking. And we got man's thought. Hallelujah. Ordinary study and thinking. Oh, they can put it all on paper, but they can't make it real. Oh, church, this Word is coming to you tonight. It was made to be real for you. Don't look and say they don't got it. Look and say the Lamb, the Word is talking to me tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, that's smart, brother. Oh, he's a message machine gun. It doesn't matter what you got to offer God if you don't have the Holy Ghost Himself to make it live. You see ordinary thinking. You see ordinary what? Studying. But show me the Lamb. Show me the Lion. Remember what was the Lion? Or excuse me, what was the angel? I already gave you the answer. What was the angel that come forth to give the book to you? When he spoke, he uttered, he roared like a lion. And we're still, don't you see where we're at? And we're sitting here, oh God, can your blood atone? Oh God, am I really free? Oh God, how come I'm not seeing the simplest things of this religion work? You're stuck back at the Lamb. But these seals are bringing the Lion to you. You're supposed to be past this dead works of sin and all this other stuff. That's the purpose of the Lamb. You've got to take the revelation. Hallelujah. Now notice. So we'll just take ordinary study and thinking to make this book real? Oh, brother so-and-so, he's a really good preacher. I want to see it real. God, help me. Don't let me skip the best part. It is going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. It's going to take the Lion himself. Well, let's look a little bit further into this. Where are we at? Revelations 10, verse 9. And I went unto the angel. Who are you supposed to take the book from? The angel that was standing on land and sea. Oh God, I'm going to start crying out. You better. You better. And went unto the angel, to Jesus Christ, and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. What was the honey? What was the answer of the riddle? Out of the eater came forth meat. And out of the strong come forth sweetness. So what was it? That by approaching the Lion, you could get the honey. And we see what was the honey? The honey was the open book. Oh, they're praying a lot. Oh, yep. All them Levites, they got it all figured out. But evidently, they haven't come to a place that they found the Lion. Now notice, so what? She eats the book. What was it? The honey was the answer to the riddle. The honey coming from the Lion. You say, oh God, can you reveal this thing to me? Church, don't you understand why Satan can't get this revelation? Because he can't get honey from the Lion. Only the bride can get the honey from the Lion. Now notice, moving back to our quote in Revelation 6, back to 16:1 in the Church Age book, brother. Halfway down it says, what? It's going to take the operation of the Holy Ghost. This means this book can't be revealed to anyone but a special class of people. Everyone is trying to figure this riddle out. People in the message, people in denomination, people in this Pentecostal movement, people in that. And they got it written down on paper and they're sitting there dead as a doornail. Why? Because only the bride can get this revelation. This bride, what? It can only be revealed to a special class of people. When Samson come forth with the riddle, he already knew who his bride was. She was there when he spoke the riddle. But remember, she was trying to get it out of him for 7 days. Amen. She was in his presence.
Oh my.
Amen.
That's right.
My.
A special class. It must be the bride.
My.
Notice it will take one with prophetic insight.
Whoa.
Do you realize what prophetic insight is? It is the ability to hear a thunder. Because the thunder is the voice of God. A special class ordained to hear the actual voice of God. You say, God, how am I going to make this rapture? God's like, why don't you talk to me? Because I want to talk back to you. Don't you understand? If you talk to me, I'm going to talk to you. It will require the ability to hear from Brother Branham. Oh, I read that wrong. Whoops. It will take the ability to hear from this preacher or that preacher. Because, you know, my pastor ain't got it.
Oh, my. Come on, Brother Preacher. Lord.
It'll take the ability to hear. That's why you stick right with your pastor, because he's pushing you to God.
Amen.
Come see me preach at this big meeting.
Oh my. Come
on. Church, you need to catch what those seven thunders uttered to you.
Come on, man. Amen. Come on.
Notice, it requires supernatural instruction. Not just a student comparing verse with verse, though that is good. But a mystery, a mystery. You mean an enigma? You mean a riddle? Requires the teaching of the Spirit, or it never becomes clear. How we need to hear from God and do exactly what Luke 18 told us to do. How we need to hear from God and lay ourselves open and become yielded to the Spirit to hear and know. So a preacher can come preach a word to you, but if it don't bring forth what that preacher's preaching preached, where did you fail? Well, I just didn't listen to the pastor. I didn't listen to the preacher. No. You failed to lay yourself before the Holy Spirit and listen to Him reveal it to you. Don't you understand? There's only one way to get this revelation.
Yes, Lord. Amen.
You've got to get in contact with the Word Himself.
Amen.
Well, I come to church faithfully every service. Don't mean a thing.
Right. Amen. Amen.
Now, notice this. So we see that what this bride had the ability to do was to come in contact with the lion, with the honey. Now notice this. I'm almost done. I'm going to quit. I got a lot of stuff to say, but I ain't going to say it. The seal of Christ in 55, 312, E2. Says, everybody feeling good? Oh, that's fine. That's just fine. Well, we hope we can, the Lord will just bless us. And we get our hands right into the honey jar now. And go to eating on God's honey. His word. Eat the book. God's provided way of dealing with sin. 54. It says, put me in mind of a good old fashioned Holy Ghost meeting. No condemnation at all. Hands plumb down up to your elbows in the honey of God. What's the honey? In the power of God. You don't care what's going on. You just keep on. They say, what is the message lacking? What are we lacking? Sounds like we're lacking our hands down into the honey jar to our elbows. We're missing some power. No condemnation. Good old Holy Ghost meeting. Shouldn't that be every time we come to church? Oh God, reveal to me some honey, Lord. Scriptural signs of the end time, 64. It says, our Heavenly Father, we're bringing to you tonight this audience of people that stands here making confession. Knowing that they've been wrong. There are probably motives and objectives too has been wrong. Wait a minute. Confession? Admitting you're wrong? But tonight they have come believing that you will forgive every sin. Many of them has went to church for years. Hallelujah! Yes, that's me! Glory! Many of them has done great charitable deeds. Oh. But Lord, tonight they are wanting the reality. They're wanting that sweetness. That something that they're lacking in their lives. That Holy Spirit of God that moves in there, the form of the Word. So if you're lacking that kind of sweetness, and tonight you feel that craving of that sweetness, what are you missing? What are you lacking? Oh God, I need to be deeper in this Word. No, you're missing the form of the Word. You need the Holy Ghost. Because what? The Holy Ghost is that honey. Don't you get it? When John took the book, when the bride took the book, God gave them the honey. And the honey was ate. It was what? Received. And then it put forth the prophecy. Now let's continue. And your servants, the ministers, your servants has laid their hands upon them. And we are praying for them their prayer and asking, Lord, that this will be the time that not no other way, but right down in their heart, it'll one time forever in your presence be settled right now. May the Holy Ghost come into their lives just now and make them sweetened You say, God, I need to be sweetened. That's what I want. I want to come in this church and I want to be so sweet. When I walk out of this church, I want to be sweet. Don't you understand? You get the Holy Ghost, it is a nature change. And make them sweetened, Lord, with the great honey of heaven. I just love that. What was the honey of heaven? It was the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost is the Word. Eating the book. And what? It brings power. God, I need a move. Send one from heaven. Send what? Send the sound of a rushing mighty wind. Amen. Fill this house.
Amen.
Notice, and give to them an experience that'll be an everlasting experience. That the great presence of the living God may come boldly into their lives and will give to them that what they need just now. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Well, church, what an hour we live in. What hour we live in. Why do you think? You say, Brother Cam, you just tear our hides up. Brother Cam, you're a hard preacher. Brother Cam, I just won't say nothing to you at all. Especially about your preaching. But this is an hour where revelation was to come to you. Can I read one more thing to you? Seventh seal. It says, did you notice when the Jews asked him that? You know, when we compared the scripture here with Matthew 24 and the six seals, the seventh seal was left out. Because, you see, Christ said only God Himself knew. Not even the angels. No one knew the answer to the seventh seal. No wonder it wasn't ever even written. Because what? John wrote down a symbol. And it wasn't much. What? He said, but there'll be seven voices of these thunders that will reveal the great revelation at that time. So I believe to us who, if we don't know it, we it won't be known till that time. But it will be revealed in that day, in the hour that it's supposed to be revealed in. Wait a minute, why is he talking about revealed?
Right.
And who's to reveal it? Yes. Well, remember, the seven thunders come from one lion roaring.
Yes, Lord.
So the thing for us to do is to be reverent before God and serve Him. And do all that we know how to do and live Christian lives, good Christian lives. Here now, we find that the sixth seal has been opened to us. We see it. And we know that this seventh seal cannot be broke to the public until that hour arrives. Well, remember Samson's riddle. Everybody found it out. But it was the bride manifesting that word. Because what? The public know it. But where'd the revelation go to? The bride. What hour do we live at, brother? Where are we seated at? What time is it? We'll get more into this on Sunday. But church, as a music position place, thank you, sister. Do you see where we're seated at? Do you see what God's doing? We're looking at a shadow. And we're following the message of the hour, lining right up with it. We're finding that the book of Revelation lines perfectly up to it. We say, God, Brother Cam sure is a good preacher. Boy, that was a good sermon, Brother Cam. But church, don't you see it? Brother Cam didn't preach tonight. Someone, do you realize? Someone was revealing himself to you tonight. Someone was showing you how to get the answer to the riddle. A lot of people are in conjecture trying to get this answer. A lot of people are praying about it, thinking about it, studying about it. But there's only a special class that's made to get the revelation. It will be revealed to them. Don't worry. A lot of people are going to catch this. But they'll get a dead garment out of it. But we know, thank God, that was a shadow. Because this wife, they can't miss this rapture. You can't. Church, how do I get it, Brother Cam? Go to the one that sells that oil. Go get the honey. Cry out to that God. Cry out to that judge. Cry out to the one who can give you faith. Cry out to the only one that can give you revelation. When you can see the Holy Ghost preaching to you, be sure that the Holy Ghost is trying to tell you that you're the intimate one that He's been trying to marry this whole time. This word is coming forth. But it's coming forth to draw you to Him. It's not going to be popular, church. It'll be so humble. But don't worry. What draws them to you? They got the answer from the wife. They must have seen that she got the answer. Are ordained to get the answer. Don't worry, they'll see it. They don't want nothing to do with you right now. They'd be happy if this church was destroyed. I ain't just talking about the message, I'm talking about this whole world. Because you are the bride. Don't you think that there's something different about you? Don't you just love Him? Don't you just want to go to that angel and saying, give me that book. Give me the book. What is the book? I've got to get the honey. I've got to get that honey from that lion. You love God. It's only for the bride. You glad to be part of that bride? Why don't we just pray to the Lord? I'm going to ask you to pray to the Lord tonight. And you can pray what kind of like I'm going to pray. I'm going to pray that God, see, I'm looking for that type of an experience where I got a sweetness that just comes through me, a honey that brings power out, a honey that brings forth a life where we're all seated in one accord. That type of sweetness. A sweetness where I can get the hearing from God. I get the knowledge from God. I get everything from that special lion that I'm marrying. You love God? Let's pray to Him. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, how we love You tonight. Hallelujah! And Lord, I love Your Word. I love You, God. Because Lord, You just have such a way about You. Where You show unmerited favor. You show grace. You show God somehow, some way that we're pleasing You, God. And I pray it tonight, Lord. You can see it from these lives. As we've ate on this Word. But God, we don't want to just hear something tonight. We want to take that book. We want to take that Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost of this hour. And we want that honey to come right inside of us. It's more than just a thought. It's more than just some knowledge. It's a form. It's a person. And we want that person inside of us, Lord. Come in unity inside of us. Fill us with that Spirit. Fill us with this Holy Ghost. Like we've never had You before. We believe that You spoke to us tonight. And God, we may not have caught everything. We may not have seen it, Lord. Come on us like we were supposed to. But God, if we could just sit and go from here and lay in that presence. Lord, sit in there and make love to You, Lord. And tell You we want to know the answer. We can see the riddle, but we know that there's a voice of God. There's some thunders that got to utter to us. We need a fresh experience with this thunder. With this voice that we were made to hear. Speak to us, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we love You. We realize, God, where we're sitting. We have an expectation. We love this Word. And I love You, Lord. Take us further, Lord, tonight. Change our hearts, God. Change our loves, Lord. Change our desires, Lord. That we just want to eat that book. People hear that, they say, we need to study. We need thinking. But God, when we hear it, it's a sweetness. It's a person. It's a person that's made to come inside of us. Come inside, Lord. We invite You, Lord. And we know that You've been pushing us along, Lord. Pulling us along. Thank You for that election. Moving our lives tonight, Lord. We love You with all our hearts. Forgive us for all those wasted hours, those wasted minutes. But Lord, give us a once more. Give us a cry, Lord, in the face of our enemies. We love You with all our hearts, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. The the bride says. Amen. So be it. You love your God tonight? You were made for that riddle, church. You were made to get that answer. How special are we? He's all I need.
I change him now.
give a little round of applause. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And I stand in awe of you. Lord, I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Think of